most of the Great Lakes have fallen to levels that haven't been seen in more than a decade. It's Monday, May 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, several people were killed and others were injured in a massive apartment fire that broke out on Mother's Day in Milwaukee. And in the first installment of our special series about data centers in Wisconsin, Nick Rummel will tell us the basics of what exactly a data center is. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You can set a festive new alarm ringtone. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose. Put hazelnut spread on your toast. Sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Most of the Great Lakes are below their long-term average water levels for this time of year. As Danielle Kading reports, they've fallen to levels that haven't been seen in more than a decade.
Lakes Michigan and Huron, Superior, and Ontario are about 4 to 6 inches below the long-term norm for May. Lake Erie is the only lake that remains above normal. Keith Kompoltowicz with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says water levels are well below record highs that occurred between 2019 and 2021.
This is really the first time since 2013 or 2014 that we've seen levels in the system below average.
At the end of February, all lakes had fallen below average for the first time since March 2014. That's due largely to drier than normal conditions and warmer winters in the past 2 years. Low lake levels are prompting more dredging or limited boat access at some Wisconsin marinas. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin and 14 other states are suing the Trump administration over the president's National Energy Emergency Declaration, which has fast-tracked permitting for fossil fuel projects. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of Democratic state attorneys general in the lawsuit, which was filed on Friday. Call said the Trump administration is bypassing reviews under federal laws like the Clean Water Act, and that puts clean water and natural resources at risk. Trump issued the order on his first day in office. It calls on agency heads to expand oil and gas production through the use of eminent domain and the Defense Production Act. Call and others highlighted that oil and gas production have reached record levels. They want a federal judge to find Trump's order is unlawful and prevent emergency permitting of projects. At least four people died and another four were critically injured in a Milwaukee apartment building fire, which happened yesterday morning. The fire left the 85-unit building in Milwaukee's Concordia neighborhood completely uninhabitable, according to City Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky. He said there were likely a couple hundred people displaced. Lipsky said firefighters first responded to the blaze around 7:45 on Mother's Day morning. They quickly realized the severity of the fire.
When our members got here, they were far, far, far outmatched with those initial responding companies. Thus, second alarm, third alarm, very quick, get the help coming.
Lipsky said the 1968 building was not required to have a fire sprinkler system, which let the fire spread rapidly. About 30 people were rescued either by ladder or by firefighters dragging them through the building. As of this morning, the city says it's still investigating the cause of the fire. A UW-Eau Claire fundraising foundation has purchased the former Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. A Friday statement from Blue Gold Real Estate Executive Director Kirk Kryzan is light on details, but says it's excited about the future possibilities for the 600,000-square-foot building and 27-acre property. The old hospital is within walking distance of 9 UW-Eau Claire dormitories and a student recreation center. The Sacred Heart Hospital has been closed since March of 2024. That's when Hospital Sisters Health System finished what it called a complete exit from western Wisconsin. The price of the real estate was not disclosed, but Blue Gold Real Estate said the property was transferred to a nonprofit created 2 months before the sale was announced. Volunteers in Madison are tracking bird deaths from window collisions. Anna Marie Yanni reports their data recently convinced a local library to add dot stickers to its windows.
On Friday, the Verona Public Library showed off new translucent dot stickers on its towering floor-to-ceiling windows. The site is one of many surveyed by volunteers with the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance. Volunteer Kate Dyke helped flag the windows as high risk. She counted many dead birds there each migration season.
But I'm thinking they're flying along so nicely on this spring morning. Bang, they're dead. And it's because we have a building there. So what can I do to help a little bit?
Her data helped the library make a change. Wisconsin bird advocates hope more businesses and homeowners will add stickers to their windows to help dwindling bird populations. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll have the first installment in a special series about data centers in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Need a hand with that? Maybe Larry can help.
Larry Mueller here. We're taking a look at training your pet.
And see if you can manage your debt on your own.
There is an iPhone storage setting that you can go into. It will tell you how much storage each application on your phone is using.
And I found that incredibly helpful.
Great questions.
You can be a lot of things.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
Wisconsin could soon be home to several artificial intelligence data centers in Mount Pleasant, Port Washington, and Beaver Dam. But there are still lots of open questions about energy usage, about government incentives for data centers, and about how they could affect home communities. WPR has been exploring these questions as part of a series. For its first installment, we're joined by reporter Nick Rommel to answer a few basic questions. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, so for those of our listeners who might be a little confused, like possibly even myself, what exactly is a data center?
Well, I was confused about this too, but what I found out was that it's basically just a giant version of a laptop. A laptop has storage for your PDFs or music, and it has computing, which runs all of its programs, like your photo editor. Data centers also have a mix of those too. For example, a data center for an email service might just store those millions of emails. For other tasks like weather forecasting, you need to crunch big amounts of numbers. Those need data centers with a lot of computing.
Okay, so we're talking about storage for one, but computing for the other. So where exactly do AI data centers fall in those two categories?
So new AI data centers use a lot of both. I spoke to Vijay Gaudapalli about that. He's a computer scientist at MIT.
Everything's been, you know, essentially amped up in a pretty significant way.
He says the storage is used for training the AI models, like the one behind ChatGPT, on public internet content. The computing is for when you ask ChatGPT a question, and it pieces together the right answer from all that stored data.
It doesn't actually know what it's saying. It just knows I've seen a ton of text. And, you know, of the million instances I've seen, I don't know, 500,000 of them have ended this way. And so I'm going to reproduce that.
But Gaudapalli says that even when you have both, the computing uses way more
energy. The power
energy.
Draws are somewhere probably like 80 to 90% of that power is going towards the computing, the number crunching.
It's just like on your laptop. Looking at family photos that are saved on your hard drive uses almost no battery. But working with Photoshop or playing a video game will drain it pretty fast.
You mentioned energy there. I know that's been a major question about, you know, AI and data centers in general. What exactly do we need to make all of this work? We talk about warehouses and energy consumption. So where does all of that land?
So most of this is going towards the computing. And just like in a laptop, that happens in semiconductors. Those are the tiny manufactured pieces of metals that computer chips are made out of. And they have a global supply chain that starts with the metal silicon.
Yeah, China is in general like the big producer here.
That's Saif Khan, who studied semiconductor supply chains at Georgetown University and was a policy advisor in President Joe Biden's Commerce Department. He says making a semiconductor takes hundreds of steps. You polish the silicon down into tiny wafers, you layer them with other metals, and you etch complex patterns into them. And the world's semiconductors are overwhelmingly made at one place, the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC.
TSMC is out there. They can make stuff for you on contract. You just have to be able to design chips, and then now you have a place that you can manufacture.
Then the finished chips are shipped from Taiwan to the U.S., where they go into computers, smartphones, and increasingly data centers.
So are there talks about making these crucial AI chips here in the United States?
Yeah, the government has actually been trying to do that for years, bring it back to the U.S. where the industry actually was born. The Biden administration had the CHIPS and Science Act, which did bring some semiconductor manufacturing back. And President Donald Trump has already ordered the government to explore how America could mine more of the critical minerals for the process.
More generally, is there anything that makes tech companies really worried about the future of these data centers as they continue to approve and build more of them?
Yeah, besides the supply chain, the other big concern is energy. I spoke with Meredith Strong about that. She's an infrastructure consultant at the global firm PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Yeah, the power availability is certainly top of mind. I think we see that as a driving factor for a lot of companies, and that the AI-enabled data centers take a lot of power, right? AI draws a lot of power.
She works on a lot of data center projects and says that if AI tools have continued demand, it'll motivate companies to make their data centers more energy efficient. She says that will be the key thing if they want to make their data centers bigger and bigger, as we've seen.
That was WPR reporter Nick Rommel. And of course, finally, a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. It's pretty dry out there and a little windy. That means there'll be a red flag warning in effect for northern and northwestern Wisconsin from about noon today through tonight. That means there'll be an extreme fire danger, and everyone is asked to avoid any sort of outdoor burning. Otherwise, sunny and warm across the state today with high temperatures in the 70s and 80s, a little bit cooler near Lake Michigan. Overnight, it'll be clear in northern Wisconsin. The southern part of the state could see a little bit of rain, with lows down into the 50s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.